The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is trying to show the scribes who came from Jerusalem that their accusation doesn't make sense. If he's, you know, casting out demons by the power of the devil, why would the devil want him to do that? Because the devil is like fighting against his own evil spirits. But if we take some moments, I think, and think about why did the scribes and the Pharisees object to Jesus? Why didn't they not accept him? Jesus, again, in another gospel, he asks him, "What works that I'm doing that you object to? Was it healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind, feeding the hungry, calming the storms? What is it that you're objecting to?" They were not objecting to his works. They were objecting to him. They were against him because he threatened their positions of power. He was calling them to change, to look at things in a different perspective, to show more mercy rather than to use the law to divide people, to judge them as sinners. Because again, a divided house cannot stand. Both the Pharisees, the scribes, and Jesus, they both came out from the law. They were using the law. But Jesus was using the law to bring people together, to show mercy and forgiveness, reconciliation, uniting people together, where the scribes and the Pharisees used the law as a tool to separate, to divide, to judge, to accuse. That's how they were able to keep their positions of power in their society. I think we all kind of fall in that same trap, even thousands of years ago. St. Francis de Sales, whose feast we celebrate today, was made Bishop of Geneva after the Reformation, the Protestant Reformation, where Geneva was the center of Calvinism. He wasn't able even to enter the city to take his seat. And yet he called people, Catholics, to a holiness, to a life of holiness, good works, to call them to a life of repentance, and working on our own divisions. Because the reason there is division outside is because we are divided on the inside. We want the world and we want Jesus. We can't have both. We have to make a decision. Who are we going to follow? The law of love that Jesus gave to us? Or what the world tells us about power and, you know, strength and fame and riches? If we're divided on the inside as individuals, obviously our society will be divided on the outside. And we see that today, whether it's in society, in the world, in the church, there's a lot of divisions, and we need to call to unity, because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of unity. It's the spirit that brings us all together. Like St. Paul told us yesterday, although we are different parts, although we are different people, have different gifts and talents, but yet we're called to all make the one body of Christ, to come together, to be united through the Holy Spirit, to be the body of Christ who does the will of the Father and gives glory and praise to God's name.